Dear Lord Jesus, the patience you give us we use daily. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Uh-oh. I know what happened. A little doctor appointment that the receptionist gave Henda the runaround.
I don't like that. You know, okay, I was...
5 more minutes.
I was late to the appointment. The directions were really bad. It's the first time I'm going to this person. Whatever. And I'm like, look, you know, I'm late, and I technically shouldn't have the right to... It's $100 for your appointment. This is your first time, right? I'm like, I'm talking to you, asshole. I'm talking to you. I know that this is your job and you hate it. Too bad.
You can't use your clever words to distract me. You must pay $100 for your first time visit.
Right. So I'm like, look, I know I'm late, and, you know, just let me know if... Cause I'm like, it's my responsibility and I was wrong. I just need to know if I should... wait around or just make another appointment again. Doctor, I'll just put you right away. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, should I believe this bitch? 10 minutes later, I'm like, look, you know, I know that, again, it's my fault. So I'm going to shut your... I can't look at you. I can't look at you when you have so much defeat in your whole entire... you're screaming defeat. So then... they check and they're like, 5 minutes, honestly. And I'm like, you know what? 5 minutes. Because I've already been here now 20 minutes. So 5 more minutes, you know, that's how they get you. It's like, well, I've already been here 20 minutes. Like, I don't have 5 more minutes. And then in 5 minutes, they tell you 10 more minutes. Well, I've already wasted like half my day, whatever. And I know the show is like about to start and it's crap. So 5 minutes pass. I don't even say anything. I just walk out. I'm never going back there again. And, you know, I kind of thought that would happen. And I was scared that they would take my credit card to pay first. And then I thought, like, if I go in there and the doctor looks at me for like five, like just looks me up and down and goes, you're okay, I would walk out. And I'm not paying for that shit, you know? But, and it's $100 is nothing for a doctor, and that worries me. Right. And to be honest, like, not to be a shithead, but if you're a doctor in New York, you either work in Long Island or Queens, or, and I'm talking in the, let's say just in the boroughs. You got to work in, like, the nicer area. Otherwise, your office better be, like, gorgeous. Because if I was a doctor and I had my practice in Queens, then it would be, you know, so I don't have to commute and for my own selfish reasons. But then I wouldn't make my waiting room look like the waiting room to die.
Uh-huh.
There is a vibe at a doctor's office that I would like to see. I swear to God, it looked like everybody was there to meet with the Grim Reaper. I can't.
You know what, my second knee doctor, and they were both bad, had that old people in the waiting room waiting to die, all bad hips. And so I was thinking maybe not necessarily he's the good doctor. And I see the paint peeling and
the wallpaper is
curling up.
Yeah.
But I get in there, and there's an article where he worked on a football player. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
I always go by the waiting room. And if you live in New York, I only go to Manhattan.
It sucks, doesn't it?
And if this is your first time listening to Keith and the Girl, we don't start off this bitter. I, however, this show will have a weird dichotomy because you're so angry, I couldn't be happier. I am just thrilled as can be. I assumed that our grill was broken, and it is not. I assume because I never cleaned the inside of it as much as I love it, that the flames were so low and sometimes wouldn't start. And just today, I happened to realize, and I don't know why all of a sudden I started doing this, but I would turn the grill knobs on, and I'd turn them all the way to low. Without realizing it. Not to high. Why? And they do this with fans. They do this with everything. And can somebody explain to me why? Why is the off right next, the next knob over is high, and then medium and low? Why is it not off? Low, medium, high. You turn on your fan, all of a sudden it's blowing shit around. Mm-hmm. You turn on the grill, it starts high, and then I want it low. Everything should go like it makes sense, like a scale. Off to high. Not off, high, medium, low.
I was thinking you were funny because at first you were pissed that it was working.
At first I was upset that it was working because I wasted so many months grilling bad.
You know what? A grill cannot be on low. It just... Not right. Unless, like, okay, you're doing something different. But if you want to make hamburgers and whatever meat, if you want to make, like, steaks, you can't make it on low. And that's how we've been doing it. So last time I cooked things, I was like, I'm sorry, I can't even see. What happens is the grill will be really low, and then the fat will drip, and then it'll just burn the hell out of it because all the flames will just come up like crazy. So I'm like, I'm sorry, everything I'm going to cook is going to be bad. I think it's time for a new grill. And then I get pissed because in my head, we just bought this grill. But then Keith reminds me it had to have been over 6 years ago because Evan was still here helping us put it together. And then I'm like, okay, then we used it to its capacity.
Yeah, we used it to its capacity. But and it's not even the grilling thing if you had a grill that was stuck on low all the time. It's not even the cooking of it. It's the actual feeling like a man of it. You don't feel like you have any... There's really nothing. You're really not cooking. It takes no skill to grill. Guys love to think it takes skill. It really doesn't.
My dad would
grill. I think I'm a great griller. But if I'm honest with myself... You have it on high. I like to put it on medium here and then turn it high. Right. You're just fucking around like a child with fire, and you need the flames high sometimes when you act like a jackass.
Right. When I cook and it's like solely on the grill, like I'm not making, you know, mashed potatoes on the side or anything, and people are like, "Wow, thanks so much." I'm like, I didn't cook. I threw some shit on fire. Like caveman did that.
Right.
But my dad would grill. That would be the only time back in the day. Now he likes cooking a little bit, but even still, it's still the same thing. My mom would prep everything, and a Persian barbecue is not a hamburger thrown on the thing that you just bought. A Persian barbecue is you have to get the meat and mush it with all kinds of ingredients that you have to chop like crazy. You have to put it on a long skillet, make sure that it stays attached, like all this stuff. And that's just that meat. Then there's the chicken, then there's the liver, then there's all this stuff and the vegetables. And it's like no joke. Their thing is like a restaurant when they're barbecuing. So my mom gets it all set. She puts it on nice trays. We carry it out to him. He lets us know when he needs the next thing, and we run inside to get him more. And he stands in front of the fire going, look at me.
And then they all thank him.
Exactly. And this is, I mean, I know that saying this is going to, I could say that in front of my dad. It'll crack him up. He knows. And every guy knows, you know. And then every woman is like nodding her head right now. Like, yeah, of course. I did that.
Right.
She went to the supermarket. She chopped all the stuff. She cleans up after him. Like, she cleans the grill even, you know, stuff like that. And even now when he cooks, she's like, please don't cook. He's like, I'm making this for you. She's like, I have to chop everything. I have to chop everything. I have to clean up after you. And she's such a meticulous person. She's so extra neat, and she's like wiping around while he's cooking, so it's not enjoyable for him. Like, I would hate you going like, oh, you spilled a little. Okay, I'll get to it later. I'm cooking. So it's like a whole process that...
I hate to kind of give it away, but yeah, McNally's over, Spooky, Brother Love, and they'll all vouch for this. I make the best hamburgers. Here's the secret. I put it on high, I put it on, I flip it, here's your burger.
No, you stick a cheese thing on it when you flip
I'll throw cheese on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
when you forget, you're like, well, I got cheese after. You want it or you don't want it?
I'm not going to tell you when I put the cheese on. That's the Mally Seeker. I think I saw the worst movie, by the way, of 2008. D-War Dragon Wars.
You did not finish it,
I can't finish it. But I'm so happy about the grill. It doesn't even bother me. I wasted $5 on it. It doesn't even bother me. Sports news real quick.
Hold on a second. What? You paid for this movie.
No, you paid for it.
I love when you do that. By the way, yesterday when I did the, when I pressed the extra thing and I spent $16 needlessly because I pressed it twice and it printed twice.
Shipping labels.
I feel like I robbed you. I swear to God, I'm like, he's going to think I'm an idiot. I just took $16 away from our family. Like that, because you feel so stupid. So I feel like now we're even.
You know what's funny is that I just let it go, and I'm like, let her think that. Instead of, and not to have one over on you, instead of it somehow being turned around where I'm like, okay, accidents happen. I really don't care. You really don't care about money, do you? Like, what the fuck? So I if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. You owe me. I was going to say Brett Favre is leaving football altogether. He's retired. He's leaving the Green Bay Packers. It's a little sad news if anybody cares.
Do you care?
I don't care. I'm not a huge Green Bay Packers fan.
That's such a gay name.
No, I don't care. He's getting older.
The name.
It's time to leave. Eddie Van Halen, he's kind of retired.
Mm-hmm.
Van Halen has postponed concerts this week as guitarist Eddie Van Halen undergoes medical testing for an undisclosed condition. It's called smack. According to Eddie Van Halen's physicist, he is undergoing a battery of comprehensive medical tests to determine a defined diagnosis and recommended medical procedures. I wonder. We spoke. Me and Brother Love were in Vegas, and we saw Van Halen, and the guitar techs for Brother Love's band talked to the guitar techs for Van Halen.
Did they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the guitar techs for Van Halen said, yep, you're right. You can see it. He's all fucked up right now.
Wow.
He's been fucked up for a while. A Toronto man.
Wait, are people really surprised by this news?
You believe him. Like, he comes out at a big press conference. I'm better now.
Okay.
You know, what makes you think you're better now? Because I am. Okay, good enough. I'll pay $70 for a ticket. And then you see him and like people that can tell. A Toronto man nicknamed Paulie Unstoppable has been the first person to receive an experimental eyeball tattoo.
Oh, God.
We're really out of shit.
Congratulations. You know who he should get together with? Jeremy's ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
Right?
Well, you know what?
They're both looking for places and no one else can do.
My friend Older Chris said the next big thing is going to be lights under the skin.
Oh, God.
I wonder if they have that. They already have...
The tattoos
bumps,
that glow in the dark.
They already have bumps under the skin.
Bumps?
Yeah, like,
on
I don't know
purpose?
What... Yeah, it's like ball-bearing type piercings that go under the skin. So, you know... obviously, the lizard man, he's an extreme, but regular people have that a little bit.
Oh, my God.
So why not glow in the dark?
You know, I really do understand when people want, like, a bit extra because life is so boring.
We have Keith and the Girl tattooed people that's blacklit. You only see the tattoo in black light.
And I love it. And it's such a cool tattoo and such a good idea. But I got to give it up for them because I'm scared, you know?
Right.
Well,
this guy had to up it one more. Basically, a tattoo artist injected blue ink into Polly's eye until it was completely blue.
God.
So that's what I was wondering at first. Like, you can draw something on the eyeball? No. You're just injecting it like food coloring and making it all blue, some 40-plus injections.
Are these scientists or is this just your buddy going, hey, I need to get out of work. Can you turn my eyes blue?
Right. Polly had the following thing to say. He says, quote, I really have to emphasize again that the procedure was extensively researched, was it, and done by people who were aware of the risks and possible complications. You begged them. They told you not to. You said, please, here's a lot of money, and they did it. Mm. They're aware of the risks and possible complications and that it should not be casually attempted. We did it serious. Now that this experiment has been started, please wait for us to either heal or go blind before trying it. This isn't a full report. What are his plans for the other eye? Just one eye? You know, if you do them both, that's kind of silly. It's cliche. There you go. And then the other one, I'd get like one of those targets or, you know, a cat's eye. You know, one of those contacts. Then you got to wonder how my eye's blue.
That's the thing. You can get contacts, and I bet you can get contacts to just make your eyes look blue. But that's not hardcore, man.
The city of Las Vegas has shut down a clinic where up to 40,000 people. 40,000 may have been exposed to hepatitis C and the HIV virus through the reuse of syringes and vials.
You said and.
Yeah, and. Hepatitis C and HIV virus because they're reusing shit. What happens in Vegas goes all over the fucking place.
Do you see the hepatitis thing spreading like so fast?
Yeah, I do. We are hearing about it more and more, yeah.
I feel like in another couple years, everyone's going to have it.
The clinic at the heart of the scandal, the Endoscopy Center of Southern Nevada, had a waiting room that looked like death. Was served with an emergency suspension of its business license. I would like to think so.
Wow, that is such a big deal.
Officials are asking about 40,000 people to be tested for hepatitis B and C and HIV because of unsafe medical practices at the clinic.
I guarantee you two people are happy about this. Because they already got it from a mistress.
Right.
And now
the fucking clinic.
Yeah, out of 40,000, I guarantee two are like, yes! Right. My wife has to understand this.
How crazy. 40,000 people. And you know what? You know who some of these people are? People that never drank, did drugs, or had sex.
Right.
The world's going to get you.
Kids.
Enjoy.
Get the HIV on your own, kids.
Enjoy. Health authorities launched an investigation into the clinic after six former patients were diagnosed with hepatitis.
No.
Nurses at the clinic were told to reuse syringes when administering anesthesia and to reuse vials of medication. The local prosecutor's office said it was closely examining the case and raised the possibility of filing charges against the center.
What were they not reusing? You know, like there's so much in a hospital that, you know, when you go to the dentist, they open up a new thingamahoo every time.
Yeah.
It's really expensive. What were they not opening up that's new?
Cotton swabs, those things in your mouth.
Ugh.
What's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's kicking?
I'm Ellen McFarland from the Chatham Forum.
Hi.
How's
this
it
is
going?
The first time I'm calling.
All right. What can we do for you?
Just I don't know. I just My mom.
Oh, okay. That's cute. The local prosecutor's office said it was closely examining the case and raised the possibility of filing charges against the center. I hope you don't have to debate it. It won't happen.
Oh, yeah. We're thinking of punishing them.
Right. I don't think what they did was right. It won't happen tomorrow or the next day, but we are taking a hard, fast look at all the facts in the case.
Here's you know how many people are in trouble for this?
Yeah. Here's what we have so far. People were told to reuse things, and at least 6 people so far have hepatitis. 40,000 people must be retested. We got to do a little more investigating, but I think we're on to something. Some former patients had contacted lawyers for a possible class action suit against the clinic, local media reported.
Fuck yeah.
You better get millions.
Know, I'm not on the suing bandwagon. Like, I'm sure that I could have sued a couple people, you know, for different reasons. I'm sure I would have won or something. Just get one of those 1-800 lawyer type things. Right. This? You just took my life. You killed me.
Right.
I'm dead. I can't have sex like I want to anymore. I got to look for another HIV person. You know, I can't. I got it. You killed me. You killed me. You should be charged with murder.
Yes, you should be.
Because you knew. You knew what you were doing was wrong. If you have HIV and you didn't tell the
other
person.
I bet you nobody goes to jail. I bet they lose a lot of money. I bet the whole center closes. But I bet you nobody goes to jail.
Maybe because they can't point to one person who's, okay, you're officially the one who's responsible.
You know what? I bet these people will talk. You're a scumbag to do this, so I'm just picturing your little ghetto. Do you know what I mean? You lack moral character. These people, nurses, reusing things. The people that give you the shots and stuff, do the menial shit.
Or you have a couple kids at home, and if you quit this job, it'll take you a while, and your kids will be on the street.
Right.
So you have to reuse these syringes. Maybe you should have reported it, but maybe you're scared shitless. I understand. No,
whatever.
I understand. I'm not defending them. I'm just saying that there are scenarios. That's all.
Okay. But
does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not an excuse for any of them, I don't think.
I know, but everyone goes to jail?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, if you said yes, of course, because you were told to, you're on the nurse's side, absolutely.
I'm not on the nurse's side.
You did it more. You did it more than even being told. You die by hanging and dick chop off. The other person just dies by hanging.
They're
disgusting. There's no reason. By the way, McNally's, people are trying to help him because he goes to the bathroom all the time.
Oh, that's right.
We talked about it on yesterday's show, and it's on the forums. Some advice, maybe his prostate's too big.
I want to know if it's weird. I don't think, like, McNally doesn't get weirded out by much or anything.
Right.
You know, and especially if he's going to say it out loud, you can tell him whatever you want about it. He actually does not give a fuck about your opinion, which is awesome. Fine. But I wonder if it is weird, like, suggestions, because, you know, urine comes from your penis. So now you're really suggesting what he does with his penis and his life on the forums.
Right. I don't see the problem.
Okay. No, I just, you know, I like to point out asinine things.
So so there's, you know, people are giving him advice and telling him what to do. And our buddy Scott Perez Fox, who happens to have a little OCD of his own, when he's over the house, he always has the urge to take my wires that go to my computer or the Xbox game that I was borrowing from Spooky and wrap them all up. He unplugs them. He unplugs the cameras from our laptops that we use all the time and tightly wounds them up, which you're not supposed to do the wires, by the way. But anyway, he wraps them up.
Because he feels like he just...
Because it's messy.
He can't help it.
It's messy. He can't deal. He can't help it. However, there could be beer cans and paper towels left all over the house. That's not his OCD condition. I always find that funny. Well, he writes to help McNally, and he says this. I find that if you keep a Gatorade bottle close to your bed and piss into that, it makes your wake-ups much shorter and thus helps your night seem less interrupted. He was complaining about having to piss all the time during night, and he ends up tired throughout the day, which he is. He's a tired guy all the time.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, Scott Perez Fox says, you'd be surprised how much the sleepwalk to the bathroom can tax you in terms of how you feel the next morning.
Can I just say, just reading up to that, it's so true. Like, sometimes you don't want to get out of your bed because if it's just, okay, if it's like, if you went to sleep at midnight and it's 4 a.m. and you get up to pee, most people can just go back to sleep. But if you went to bed at midnight and you get up around 7, you're up and you might not have been done sleeping, I mean.
Right. Agreed.
But with him, I think anytime he wakes up, he just has trouble.
It's a little dodgy, he says, but it works. Just make sure you cut off the top of the bottle to make the hole bigger so you can fit your willy into it. Half the time I get wood in the middle of the night and my aim reduces to zero.
Can I just say I met this guy. Now I just thought of your penis, Scott Perez Fox.
Right.
How do you feel?
Well, he's proud. He's got to cut that Gatorade bottle open.
Because... I'm just picturing him like you gotta push it down in order to get in the Gatorade bottle, and it's hard.
Let me tell you something. You don't want to get your cock stuck in that, McNally. You do yourself the favor, and you cut ahead of time.
And yet, if I was first of all, cut a little. Pay attention when you cut because those jagged edges right. They could be worse than getting your penis stuck. I think. I don't know because your penis eventually goes down. Anyway, my point is, if I was McNally, I would do it. I would do it. I don't have to tell you, but I would do it.
Has a lady ever been in your house, Scott Perez Fox? I gotta hide the piss bottle. You have it there all the time. I've done it. But I've been very drunk and very lazy. I find it easier. What day did you go from now on? Did you decide ahead of time? Or did you do it once ago? That was mighty easy. What could I do to make it easier? I'll cut the hole open bigger.
Or maybe cutting the hole open was just to be like, listen, I got this penis and it's kind of big.
Right. What's that Gatorade bottle for?
You.
Well, honey.
Yeah. That, whatchamacallit, what's that water at the slightly whatevered water that 50 Cent endorses?
Vitamin?
Yeah, that has a big fucking mouth on it. Use that. Why am I suggesting what people put penises into?
It should be in the commercial. Prince Valiant listens to Scott Perez Fox's podcast called 20hood, 20hood.com. He says he doesn't remember that tip coming from him. I would listen to his show more if there were helpful hints like this. I recommend, you know, I'm in my mid-20s. And you get older, and you can't always go to the bathroom when you want. And
I don't remember who it was in the feedback, but somebody said... I would be scared to tip the cup over or tip the bottle over, and I wouldn't be able to sleep just because of that. I think I would have that issue.
It was Mike C. I would have that issue.
Oh, it was Mike C, yeah.
What kind of dream you're going to have? You never know. You wake up.
You might drink it by accident because you're, like, half asleep. Yeah, and...
Right. You have a dream. You're running a lemonade stand. I don't like it. All right, let's move on to serious business. This is a little upsetting to me, dead serious. And it goes to when we talk about how people... are so unprofessional. Keith Malley, who none of the shitty jobs where I live, delis, Rate Aid, anything like that, won't hire me. But yet I see so much unprofessionalism, and it does disgust me a little bit. For example, like what was the last things we complained about?
Actually, just now I went to the doctor,
right.
And you're talking to me like I'm an idiot. I think that's not professional.
Shutting off my feedback system without telling me first, right before I do a show. Might not be professional.
Right.
The cruise that we have coming up.
Aside from that, also when I was ordering more
t-shirts
and stuff.
That's what I was thinking of.
More t-shirts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm just checking to see if we got the reorder. And she's like, oh, my family tried to kill themselves. Somebody in my family tried to kill themselves. And I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Just checking.
Yeah. So you need two more days then?
I still don't have my fucking t-shirts. Did they kill themselves?
Well, they're still dead.
No, they try, or maybe they did. I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
And I actually am a very caring person.
So I hope things are well. And then she just goes off like, oh, thank you for asking. Smiley face, things are well. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking mouth diarrhea. Just to do my shit. I don't know you. Your brother getting a PR person for us.
Oh, yeah.
Was late on her shit. What did she blame it on? Her sister was going to kill herself.
Lots of people killing themselves.
Everybody's killing themselves in today's day. Mm. Fantastic. Well, anyway, we have the Keith.
It's funny how when people say about killing themselves, they say about like a brother or a niece or a nephew or something, they never say my husband tried to kill himself, which would make more sense because you're an asshole. I would believe that.
Right. My niece, how well do you know her?
Yeah.
Can I get my shirts?
Name all your nieces and nephews, quick.
Right. Then I'm an asshole because I don't give a fuck for your family that I never met. If I cared so much for your family that I never met, how would I possibly go through my day not crying about everything constantly? I don't know her. I just don't know her. Now let me watch the news. Oh, Christ. Slice wrists. I'll be late on my payment, by the way. I saw the news.
That's what I should do when it's time for payment. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Your story made me so sad that I'm very depressed.
I just watched the news, and you know what? That can happen to me. I'm going to be a little late on this month's payment.
Don't make me kill myself.
Oh, yeah. You know how your niece tried to kill herself? I think I have that disease. Please don't bother me for the next month or so.
So this relates to the Keith and the Girl cruise that we've been talking about, which is still going on. Everything's still fine. Make sure, you know, the deadline's coming. Make sure you get your room in. Do you want to go over it real quick?
Yeah, keithandthegirl.com/events will give you all the information you need, including the new phone number that you need to call for information about the cruise. This does not affect anything. It's still done by the same travel agency.
Right.
We have a new contact person there now. This is a 4-day cruise. It's really cool. It's out of Florida. We go to Mexico. We go to another stop in Florida. We have regular cruise events that everybody on the cruise can enjoy. And also, Keith and I are adding Keith and the Girl events that you can join. All that stuff is free once you're on the boat.
And we're timing it so you can go to both.
Right. Yeah, we're not taking away from your actual regular cruise experience. So this is like, we're so excited about it. Like, we're telling our friends to come, you know, because the price is so cheap. So anytime, you know, like, people who don't normally go on vacation because, you know, how can you spend that much money? This is the most affordable thing I've ever heard of. So fantastic, right?
Right. Somebody just wrote in the comments. I'm sorry, I just got rid of it. I don't know who.
Jerry, AOL Customer Service.
Okay, yeah. How about AOL Customer Service, for example? Not really, because we don't work with them. Yeah, these things I'm mentioning, the PR person, the T-shirt person, it's kind of a little more personal. And that makes
it's also an ongoing relationship.
It's an ongoing relationship. It makes it a lot weirder. And that's what leads into this. Her name is Jana, and she's the one that people were dealing with and giving down payment money to. What's your money safe? Don't worry about anything like that. But giving down payment money to.
She's the person who worked for the travel agency that we're working with.
Right. And
recently, they had a falling out, Jana and the travel agency. They're both in two different locations. She's in Florida, and the travel agency is in Jersey. But they have, you know, I mean, there's email and phone. You know, it's the new world.
We never met her. How do we find her? Because her husband listens to the show?
Her husband's a regular listener. Hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy. If you want to take a break real quick.
And she's a nice person, and the people at the cruise place were nice people, but okay.
We never met her.
Never met her.
Okay. So
she's been dealing very well with people calling.
I'm messing around on the forums, and I see, and somebody has a thread about roommates on the cruise line, and you know, friends on the forums, or if you listen to Keith and the Girl, you know, get to know somebody that you trust, and you know, have that person as a roommate. You get to know people on our forums. All right, so I'm looking at this, and the very last post at the time this morning that I was looking at was a message from a dude named Haz, his real name being Matt, M-A-T. And he puts together, and he writes, did you hear what happened to Jana? Oh, my God, that's fucked up. People are like, no. Oh, I was emailing her. Here's the emails that we wrote back and forth. I don't blame him in any way. You know, try to dig. Get all the information you can. But
also, she was like, you can post whatever you want. Fuck them.
Right.
She literally said, yeah. Fuck them.
So I'm going to read what he wrote. And these are emails back and forth. So I guess he's asking some kind of question about, you know, about my flight, and I want to make sure everything's okay. She writes back, hey, Matt. Unfortunately, I'm no longer with Galaxy. That's the name of the travel agent. And I'm no longer on the cruise. Smiley face. Now, or shocked face. It's hard to tell with the way the eyebrows are.
Oh, that's kind of like a
Right. You have to call Galaxy. C, get it? Because we're in the C. Galaxy directly.
What?
Yes. Galaxy, the name of it.
Oh, Galaxy, S-E-A.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You have to call Galaxy directly to take care of your payments and stuff. 1-800, blah, blah, blah. Sorry for the trouble and confusion. And Matt rates, Jana, are you serious? That sucks. Do you have the email address of who is taking care of the cruise now? Might I ask what happened? I know it's none of my business. I'm just curious. Have a great day. Smiley face.
By the way, for those who are curious, I did update the /events information. So when you go there, it's the right contact for the people that can help you out, even if you talked to Jana before.
Right. Matt, in a nutshell, just fill them in. This is, what would you call these people? They're not our customers, but what would you call them? What would you call our listeners in this situation that you should not be saying to them what you're about to be saying? You know what I mean, though?
Yes.
This is not your place to say this. Matt, in a nutshell, they are assholes, and I was unable to take care of you guys on the cruise the way I felt you deserved. Right there, it gets worse, but right there in the beginning. Do you feel safe? Do you feel like you'd want to go on this cruise? Thank you.
Don't you feel like you're screwing us in a way? Like, as much as you wanted to help us so much, if you scare the people who are going to join us.
Right. I was not receiving messages left for me at the office, so I had several Keith and the Girl cruisers calling me. And of course I wasn't calling them back because nobody told me they called. Getting some of the things Keith and the Girl wanted on the cruise was like pulling teeth with Galaxy because I was not allowed to request the things myself through Carnival. I had to follow the chain of command. You know, like any fucking job. And then they started making it difficult for me to book anything for anybody as they would never answer my phone calls. They have caller ID in the office. And then would not forward my faxes in which I needed to verify quotes. So overall, assholes. Now I can't get them to mail me my 1099.
See, now here's the thing. Hold on. Before you continue.
Sure.
The first part, you can kind of go, wow, I wonder if they are assholes. You know, like...
It's still not the place.
It's not the place at all. At all. You can tell me that. And even still, I'd be like, I don't, you know, that's weird. But it's not the place at all. But you wonder, okay, are they assholes? And then you think, like, they want us to book this trip. They're not trying to sabotage their own company. But, you know, companies do fuck up. So maybe. But now when you go into the 1099 thing, it's very difficult for me to be on your side. The 1099, for those who don't know, and I've worked freelance most of my life, is what people get at the end of the year saying, from this company, you've made this amount of money. And that's based on that, you're going to have to pay your taxes. Because people who freelance don't pay their taxes along the way. We pay it lump sum at the end. So we have to report it to the government. If we don't have that number, we can't report it to the government. Now, if I don't...
You get it at the very beginning of January, right?
If the company's really on top of their shit, sometimes you get it in February because really, I didn't do my taxes yet. But okay. And you can request it earlier and stuff like that. But if a company doesn't give me a 1099 or doesn't issue a 1099, that means that they have to pay the taxes on what they paid me.
Right.
So if you don't, in other words, like if you don't report that I worked for you, I don't necessarily have to report that I worked for you. You just volunteer to... I mean, the right thing to do is report it anyway, and you have to have your own, you know, whatever. But it's not in their best interest to not send you a 1099.
So she says, now I can't get them to mail me my 1099. They have flat out told me no. And in parentheses, yes, I've contacted the IRS and everyone else I know to report it. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. They would practically beg you to take it. They want you to have it.
Yeah, it's part of protocol. It messes with their books as well. It's not really something that you hold over somebody's head. They're 1099.
There's a reason that something's going on.
I've only been in business for 2 years now, but
we know.
3 years,
but we know.
Yeah,
they want you to fill out your shit.
Yeah,
that's important to them. By the way, Carl's saying I could call. In this case, we can call the listeners constituents. Okay, thank you very much. Also, El Scooby from Florida says my wife and I took the exact same cruise on our wedding anniversary. Key West and Cozumel. Best trip ever. It was a luxury vacation for a budget-minded individual.
I want to quote that and put it on /events. It's a luxury vacation for a budget-minded individual. Because we really did. We really, Keith and I really took the time to not, and we always do for any of this. We didn't want to go to the Bahamas, which was a very difficult thing to do on a 4-day cruise because you're right there. It's the easiest thing. And yes, Jenna helped us and she got us to go to Mexico instead of Bahamas because we don't want to just go, oh, you know what? Our listeners will just go wherever we go. Because you won't. Because if you go on this trip and you feel ripped off, that's going to hurt us.
Right.
And by the way, we're going to be on the trip. We don't want to go to some fucked hard place.
Right. Tulsa writing in, too much information. Of course.
It's
weird. How I lost the KATG cruise, she said, was I was going to pull the cruise out from under Galaxy and move it to another agency. But they got wind of it before I was able to pull it off. So they fired me. LOL.
That's kind of the right thing to do.
As they should have. What the fuck? You know what they got, man? I started walking out with their book of contacts.
That's actually stealing. That's like when we're doing clown work, I can't give the client that I'm working for my phone number because the agent hired it, and that's cutting throats.
Of course. So they fired me.
She knows she was wrong on that.
She knows. LOL. I was leaving anyways. So when he did fire me, I told him, thank you and good riddance.
Are you really trying to help us there?
And could I get my 1099? I was upset, though, to lose the cruise and disappointed because I was looking forward to meeting everyone. There is no way any of their agents up there will deal with you guys on the level I was dealing with you, interacting on the forums, taking calls at all hours of the night, etc.
By the way, thanks for kicking us in the balls there. First of all, we do appreciate you being on the forums because it did help. And she really was going above and beyond. And it was really nice. You know, she was trying to hook people up.
She didn't understand different countries had different time zones. And she called some of our constituents at 4 in the morning. But she's not a mapper. She's a cruise director.
Well, she's like, if I can call at 3 in the morning, they can get calls at 3 in the morning.
Right.
But yeah, she was helping out. But it's like, you don't help out and then go, well, now fuck everybody. Come on. You want to help out.
To be fair, I'm being told Jana was pretty chatty on the forums. Maybe she thought she was chatting with friends. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And by the way, I did think she was getting too chatty, truth to tell. Do you remember that? I forget what she was saying. I'm like, why are you saying this? That's all I remember. Anyway, I hope that the Keith and the Girl listener... Okay, so she goes on. Let me backtrack a little bit. There's no way any of their agents up there will deal with you guys on the level I was dealing with you. No offense to her job, but you took my money. You know what I mean? You took my money and you wrote my name down.
No, not true. Not true, because there's a thing about this cruise where if you're under 25, you can't cruise with another under 25. So she was...
working around that.
Yeah, she was working around that and helping our listeners. And that was a very big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, by the way, you could still do that on the forums. I'm going to help Jess do it. Right. There, I said it. You know?
Right.
And we're helping each other out. But it was helpful that somebody on the actual cruise was helping that.
I was interacting on the forums. I was taking calls at all hours of the night, etc. I hope that the Keith and the Girl listeners give them a run for their money. How would you even fuck with them? You would go on the cruise or you wouldn't. You know what I mean? How would you fuck with these people?
Why would I want to fuck with anyone?
They don't own the boat.
No, they don't.
If you start damaging your room, you didn't get them.
No, you got you, because you're putting down a credit card.
I have opened my own...
It's not the days of, like, 80s rockers where they destroy rooms.
Right.
Like, that's why we have to put a credit card in the room now.
Thanks, Axel.
Yeah.
I've opened my own travel agency, though, so I'm still in business, just not for those bitches anymore.
It's so weird. When I talk to her on the phone, she's like, it's so sweet and, like, southern and whatever.
Right.
To think that she goes, those bitches, assholes, blah, blah, blah.
Right. If you want to email them, it's galaxy blah, 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 but I'm not sure if they completely understand how to open an email. They seem to lose all of mine.
Stop it!
That could
You're
be by choice,
us.
Though. Yeah, that hurts us. This all
Stop.
Hurts us.
Stop!
So Matt wrote back, Jana, holy shit, dude, that's so fucked up. It's so funny. Like, now he knows he can curse.
Right, right.
Have you told everyone on the forums? Because I have a feeling if we all get together, we'll just sink the fucking boat. What a crock of shit. So basically, you're not even going, are you? That sucks, man. I would have freaked the fuck out on those fuckers. Then again, I don't handle stuff like that very well, hence the podcast.
How did you guys become BFFs in 5 seconds?
Right. If you want,
I'm going to kill this person for
She's
you.
She's dead. Because apparently, you can't even get your 1099. Everybody's got to do their taxes. That's fucked up. And you probably asked them nice for it, I assume, right?
You didn't call them assholes, did you?
And you didn't.
You wouldn't do that.
Well, you said good riddance, but probably like, that's nice. If you want, he says, I can let everyone on the forums know if you haven't already, and we'll fuck their shit up.
Come on, man. We're trying to have a cruise.
That's funny. I don't blame Matt. That's just funny.
But come on.
You want me to? Because you know what? When I hand them my passport, I'll drop it on the floor continuously, and then I'll slap their ass. So is it too late to change all of our stuff over to your travel agency and completely fuck over Galaxy? I'm down to help with whatever.
Chill out. Chill out. Next vacation, you go through her. I'm all for that. Jana was really nice to us. Yes, it's on the forums. Yes, call her for your next vacation. Call Galaxy. Call her. Whatever. Whatever you feel comfortable with. But don't decide that everyone is willing to run some paperwork and lose their deposit. You know, and things like that. Like, just fucking mellow out, everybody. We're going to Mexico. All right?
Matt.
Jesus!
LOL, she says. You are cracking me up. I could have asked Keith and the Girl to cancel with Galaxy and let me book it, but Galaxy threatens y'all with a $50 per person cancellation fee.
I wonder why.
Right, duh. And I won't be...
I would.
Of course I would.
This is all, like, just... basic things.
And I won't be able to get you guys the same rate as you have now because we are so close to the sale date. It's a very good deal. So that is why I was trying to take it out from under them. There's no way I'd ask Keith and Kenda to cancel the group and get charged all that extra stuff, nor any of you guys. I'll take the loss on this one. And hopefully Keith and the Girl will want to do a group cruise again in the future and will call me to do it. Only if you're extra yappy. If you want to tell everybody in the forums what happened, go for it, she says. More power to ya. As far as my 1099 goes.
This is how much I made last year. Maybe I should make my own.
As far as my 1099 goes, I, in a roundabout way, have people who like me, and they have owned their own choice, have taken it upon themselves to call Galaxy and say, quote, please send Jana Smith her 1099, thank you, and hang up.
Please don't do this. Please do not do this.
She's asking you to.
Please do not do this. Please do not do anything with our booking people. We can lose this whole cruise because you guys are, you know, deciding to... No, we can't, actually. No, actually, that's illegal.
They have gotten a ton of phone calls thus far, from what I understand, but I didn't ask anybody to do it. They're just doing it because they like me, as far as you know. They're just doing it. And they won't give it. They won't hold on to it. We do not deal with terrorists. Do not give her 1099. I don't care if the FBI comes. It's the men in black, and they I don't care. Tell them I'm not in. No, I won't be going on the cruise. Galaxy banned me from going. Then something's going on with you as a worker.
She stole. If you want to move an entire people of cruise of like at least 100 people over to another company, taking all their commission and their spots on the boat.
Well, but she didn't,
that's stealing.
She didn't try to
remember,
steal.
Remember, this is okay. Michael from St. Louis says, wow, that would be like a waiter walking out with the company's pen every day. That's what you did.
Yes, it would.
And if you got fired for that, I'd be like, well, you fucking took their pens. You're a thief. And that's what you were risking every day.
And it'd be a little different, too. It would also be if I was telling every customer about my new restaurant and that there's shit in the chicken soup.
And it would also be if you're taking all the steaks.
Right. I'd love to hear who takes care of the group on the ship, though. I hope y'all give them hell. Make them wish they'd never heard of Keith and the girl.
Ah!
We get it. Give them hell.
But we want people to hear of Keith and the girl.
I want Carnival to... I want everybody to know. Thanks for kind of supporting me or validating my feelings in this. I'm glad you see the unprofessionalism in all of this on Galaxy's behalf.
Hey, Haz, she didn't even give you full credit. Thanks for kind of supporting me.
Yeah, kinda you did.
Well, you didn't call and hang up on them.
By the way, I have a husband. I'm going to go fuck him now, not you. Oh, okay. Well, I tried.
What's wrong?
Well, he tried. Come on. Matt, I'm on to you. Jana, for sure.
Oh, my God, there's more.
Oh, they're back and forth buddies. For sure. So say, hypothetically, I wanted to call them and tell them to give this Jana Smith person her 1099. Which number would I call? You can room with me and Odie if you really wanted to, but I'm going to bring... How are they best friends? How do you not get this chick is crazy? How don't you get that? How are you like, you can room with me. That's all I fucking needed to hear. You are a loving soul, man. You can room with me and Odie if you really wanted to, but I'm going to bring my camera and some recording equipment. You know we'll give them hell.
Stop!
They're not even there. Do you even understand what a booker does? They're not going to be there. When I see him having dinner, I'm going to order dessert on their tab, man.
This is basically
that's
company.
That's them. Trip them. Trip them. That's them.
They're just the organizer of our trip. It actually is really helpful to me. Otherwise, Keith and I will have to take every phone call and somehow book a bulk rate here.
Bidley writing in, Jesus, can you imagine Jana on the fucking ship at the bar? Ah, fuck. Did you hear how I got fucked over? Yeah, Janet, we did. We fucking heard. Do you mind if I... Okay, so this is Matt writing. You can room with me and Odie if you want to, but I'm going to bring my camera. You know we'll give them hell. Do you mind if I post these emails on the forums? It would be a lot easier than me retyping everything in my own words. Matt, I have no control of what you choose to do. These emails are yours now. I have no control over others' actions. In order to take of your reservation, Galaxy Cruises and Tours. Here's the phone number, here's the email address, here's their address. But nothing I can do. The end.
Yikes.
There's the back and forth professionalism.
Oy.
Very good. Very good, Jana.
Oy.
I tried to work with them. Well, you shit on them and you fuck them. I don't even think they answer your email. I'd be surprised if you could call them and talk to them. Because I hear that they're using your money on crack, by the way.
I want to help,
like, why,
but...
You're probably thinking, as a Keith and the Girl listener, why such a small deposit? Because that's all they need for the amount of weed that they want that night. These guys are potheads. Anyways. I know I sound wacko, but I have a new agency myself. I don't know why I wouldn't want to work with you. You sound together. Why go with an established place? Cuckoo. I can't get my tax refund. Oh, well.
Oh, damn it.
So the cruise is still going on.
And apparently we're going to give people hell.
And we're going to give strangers hell.
It's going to be fun. It's cruising out of Florida. We're going to Mexico. Live Keith and the Girl show there. Poker tournament. Keith's new DVD that's being recorded this April 15th right. in New York will be screened for the first time over there. It'll be the first time you can be able to buy it.
Anybody?
Like a lot of things right. are happening. Things that we would normally spread throughout the year are happening in 4 days. This will be fun. There's babysitting for kids. There's like activities if your wife or husband isn't into it. Like, don't worry about it. This is a vacation that even if we weren't around.
Preston Buttons, yet another person who got a job and Keith couldn't. Uncast is going on a cruise. He's nervous now. He's like, I got Keith and the Girl stickers all over my baggage. Are they looking out for us? We'll make them wish they never heard of Keith and the Girl. Hey, it's Keith the Click.
Because of you, since my first name is Keith, I can't book any cruises ever.
Right. How big's the holding cell on the ship? There's going to be trouble.
We're such rebels. What are you going to do? Are you going to bash the boat side so we can start sinking?
I'm going to...
Gotcha!
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spray paint Jana's name all over the boat. And they're going to think Jana did it.
Except when she takes this clip and isolates it.
Right. Well, who's the... She... She paid me to do that.
Again, hi, Mike.
You know her.
Jesus.
I always like Mike. All right. One less listener, I assume. We'll jot that in. KeithandTheGirl.com/survey. Fill that out, and it lets the people that get us advertisements, you know, information that they need.
We'll get us the bestest based on your bestest answers.
I guess you don't have to fill one out, Mike, but...
/survey. Thanks.
Hi, Chemda.
Hi.
This is from Glamour Magazine.
Oh.
You know them?
Yes. We were going over this on Friday.
Tiffany's writing, and she says, hey... So you already know that Keith has agreed to be one of the brave men that gives us the truth about men really think about love, sex, and relationships in the form of a lie detector test. And thank God I told you. Or that would be a weird email, right?
Hmm.
Along with some general do all guys type questions, we want to ask the guys a couple of questions that are specific to their relationship experiences.
I think this is their way of, you know how they said they're not going to ask such personal questions, they're not going to ask if, you know, somebody cheated on somebody. I think this right. is their way of putting it on me. Like, oh, you asked this. Glamour Magazine didn't ask this. I didn't want to know if he cheated on you. You wanted to know that. So you're responsible for his answers.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
because their questions were like, you know.
Silly.
Their questions were ridiculous. That you wouldn't ask one of those questions. You'd want to know, am I cheating? You'd want
right.
to know, you know,
but I'm not
are
gonna,
you attractive enough?
I'm not going to ask anything like that. I thought for a second I should ask, like, do you think I'm fat? But what if, like. For a second, one time, you thought that I was... I don't care. I don't even want to know. I don't want to think right. about it. We have awesome sex. You tell me that I'm attractive. Fantastic. I don't want to know if I'm the best. I don't want to know anything. I know plenty. We talk too much already. So I'm trying to think of questions, because once you don't know those things, it's like, what would you want to hook up somebody to a lie detector for? We ask each other when we want to know things. I'd ask you, if I really wanted to know if I was the best lover, I would completely ask you. I don't need a lie detector test attached to you. There's no need, whatever. So I thought maybe we can get the Keith and the Girls stuff in there. So my first question I want to ask is, do you really think I'm the best partner for the show? And I think that's a good one, because I actually really do think that you think I'm the best partner.
I do, yes.
And that gets, you know, and I think that's a really good question for, I think, Glamour Magazine would be like, oh, does he? Because
right.
that's, you know, because easily a husband or a longtime boyfriend could think like, fuck no, but, you know, I'm stuck in this thing, because a lot of people feel stuck.
Right.
So I'm all right with that. But I can't think of any others.
Well, that's where I asked my constituents to help me. First of all, getting back to this letter, that's where you come in, Chemda. Is there anything that you've always wondered about and would like to ask? For example, one of our editors said she'd ask her guy whether
she... See, they're still not taking, like, for example, we're giving you an idea.
Right.
It's an actual human being saying this. You know,
right.
like, oh, we talked to our intern. Our intern says...
Right. One of our editors said she'd ask her guy whether she should be worried about the girl he knows who lives in Japan. Two... Is there anything that he said or claimed that you're specifically dubious about? For example, is it really true that he's never been to a strip club?
I should ask you that.
That'll be like the test questions to gauge me in the beginning. What's your name? Have you been to a strip club?
I can't believe that that's the thing that breaks people
right.
up.
You've been together for a while, so there are probably a few things you'd like to know once and for all.
Eh? Aren't there? I bet.
Please send me 3 or 4 of those questions today. Thanks. I missed the 3 or 4 part. That's not a lot. We could come up with 3 or 4. But I wrote on the forums, send to info@keithandthegirl.com your questions that Chenda should take. It's too late now to send them, but I did get a few that we'll read. And then you can pick from these and okay. see which ones you like.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from our buddy Brian Ward. He says, if Chenda shat in a shake, would Keith leave her?
That's a good one.
First of all, we weren't together when I did that.
But you did enough shit since.
Those were half accidental.
Shitting in a shake is half. The ones that you were with me.
It was only the Mohegan Sun with you. The shitting in an office drawer, I was not with you.
Right.
But I still would have done it. Would I have
peeing
told
on somebody's
you?
Couch?
I don't know if I would have told you. In fact, you read about these things instead of me telling you.
Well,
I don't
think they're
that
online.
I would tell you.
I'm not an idiot.
I don't think that I would tell you.
But maybe you're like telling everybody.
Maybe like a year later or something.
Mean right away?
Or you'd hear it in stand-up or something. I wouldn't tell you. I definitely wouldn't tell you right away.
No, why would you tell me right away? But your stuff was online. That's on you. That's from now on. That's your life. When you meet people, they know you.
I understand, but I'm not in trouble for that. You know what I mean? It's like... Yes, telling an officer. Yesterday I did acid and coke.
No, I get what
I'm
you're
not
saying.
In trouble.
To me, it's like you can't fault me for who I slept with in the past.
Right. I do, but right. That's a good example. But no, I wouldn't care if Chenda shat in the shake because I know she wouldn't do it. So if she did it, there was such a reason that person's lucky they're not dead.
And I don't think Glamour magazine wants to know.
Does Keith think he drinks too much?
Okay, but see, those are one of the questions that could teeter either way.
I'd say yes. Does Keith wish Chenda drink alcohol more so that she would know why he can't quit it? Chenda annoys me if she's too drunk, so I wouldn't want her to have to learn a lesson.
True, and well, the thing is I think some people get nervous that I don't drink, and it makes them it's like really unnerving to them.
Right,
but you don't feel that way. And I'm your designated driver.
It's helpful. If Chenda were in an accident and her sight was taken away, would you do stupid shit in front of her face because she can't see you?
Yes, he would.
Yes.
Come on.
This
is not things that I've been pondering all my life.
He'll
take a little while to do it, but he'll do it eventually.
I would do stupid shit, but you're just walking past, just dingle your dick out.
He'd probably pee with the door open a little more often.
Yes, I would. Yeah. I would. Close your ears. I would, if we're having like a real fight, I can see putting the finger right in front of your face.
I could see you. Well, I was going to say rolling your eyes, but wow, I'm going to break up with you if I'm blind.
Look
there,
how,
now we figured it out. Done.
Look how sweet girls are. You would do such a horrible thing as roll your eyes at me. Like, I would give you the finger and mouth fuck you. What?
I'm so not dating you if I'm crippled.
I didn't even see how that could come up. Does Keith want to have kids? Does Keith want to get married in the future? If Chenda were in an
I don't want to know that stuff. I assume you'll tell me if you want kids.
Does Keith want to?
If you can't tell me that you want to have kids face to face, I don't want a lie detector telling me. I'll ask you.
You're saying if you were somebody else.
If I no, because
do you know if I want kids?
I think that if I really wanted kids, you would be up for it.
Yes.
But I think since I don't want kids, you're fine that way. Also,
I'm good either way.
Yeah.
Does Keith want to get married in the future? Do I?
He wants to talk about it in a few years.
Yeah,
I don't really
care.
Know.
If Chenda were in an accident and had an arm amputated, would you stay with her? Chenda doesn't give me double hand jobs. I'm fine. Yes, absolutely I would.
I'd have to find another way of holding myself up, but...
Has Keith ever wanted to cheat on Chenda?
Yes, the answer is yes.
All right, very easy. If Chenda said she wanted to quit the show, get married, and start a family starting next week, would you?
No.
I don't, he said, I don't like these questions, but I wanted you to get in the magazine, so good luck. Here's the tickler. He sent some in. Did Keith secretly agree to to name the show Keith and the Girl with thought that the girl could be replaced if your relationship failed?
That could easily be a yes on a lie detector test.
Why you think so?
Because
I know maybe, the answer is no, because you thought of the name.
I know. I thought of the name, but he's saying, did you agree to it because of it? No, maybe not initially, but maybe like it was a thought in your head at like some point somewhere where a lie detector might pick that up. I don't care. If we break up and there's a different girl, that's life, right?
I'm going to call Keith and the girl even if it's a different guy.
I dare you to find another girl that like doesn't grate your nerves on a daily basis.
Agreed. Agreed. And you got to look like my icon. If Henda got pregnant, would you keep it?
No.
It depends what she wanted. I do the opposite. Spite. Are you truly satisfied?
Wait, would she let me kick it like a football? Because then yes.
Are you truly satisfied with the sexual aspects of your relationship with Henda?
I think yes.
I think yes.
But I wouldn't ask that.
Number four. Were you glad to see Henda's parents move to Israel so that there would be less direct pressure on you to get married? The answer is absolutely no.
There's no less pressure.
Because you added the less pressure part. Do you secretly enjoy taking the Jew Henda back to Somerset, PA, just to see how the Middle America types deal with her ethnicity?
Meh, it's not that exciting, but maybe 10% enough for a lie detector.
I say no, and I'm foreign to them.
Yeah, it's not that exciting. It's not like people watch me walk down the street like some alien.
Six, have there been any financial deals related to the show that you've screwed up and not told Henda about?
I think we both have.
Yes, is the answer.
We're not that great. Like, this is all of this is new.
This is easier than I thought. Who is your favorite guest on the show? Well, that's not such a painful one. The answer is yes.
That's not fair because there's favorites depending on what, you know?
Right.
Like, my favorite this kind of guest, my favorite that kind.
Number eight, do you wish you could change something other than normal female silly gooseness about Henda?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That I still have to pronounce the "huh," quite frankly.
Is that really true?
I would like to be able to say Henda.
You said that right.
I know, but I didn't mean to. So now it's fine. So whatever.
All right. See, lie detector test would have fucked that up.
Should you ever meet... Yeah, now I have to take the time to do it the other way. Should you ever meet Henda's parents, will you intentionally be an asshole in their presence?
No.
No. Would you be more of an asshole since it would make good show talk?
No, Keith is such a nice person. Like, nobody gets that.
Thank you. This is
a show.
And they'll be an asshole to me regardless, so don't worry, but they'll be show talk.
But he met my mom. My mom can't believe that he's a comic because he's like, but he's such a goody two-shoes. Right. He knows how to behave.
Did Keith fear for his safety of his ass when he was in jail? And did Keith have any gay experiences while in jail?
I'm good with that question, thanks.
Bong! That means I don't have to answer.
Oh, here's one coming in on the feedback. Bidley, would you pay Henda out for $1 million or free corn dogs for life?
Yes. Yes, whichever way you're going. You got to sign shit. Our buddy Jeremy says, here are a few. Are you keeping a secret that could break you two up? This one, I like that question. That's probably the $500,000 question on Moment of the Truth. That's like an interviewer when he goes, is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should? Like, this covers everything.
Yeah, because a guy probably believes that anything would break a girl up.
Right. Like, you know, I can't, if I don't think about it, this is what I was saying when we talked about Moment of Truth. If I don't think about it, no. I don't. But if they give me time, then I'm like, is there something, maybe? Like, does she know? Like, she knows what an asshole I am, right?
Like, I wiped my nose on that thing. Like, technically, she doesn't think I'm gross, but.
I'd ring the bell on that one. Were the sperm cubes real?
They were.
Do you sometimes think you drink too much? Are you sometimes jealous of
Should I ask the drinking too much thing?
I guess so.
Okay.
Put something in there that's spicy.
Right, right.
And we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I hope that I say yes and they say false and you get upset.
But it doesn't
matter.
Like, you drink. It does matter. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I'm going by the lie detector test. Are you sometimes jealous of Relic? No. They can have, he can be the second husband as much as he wants. Go to the store, cry your tears. I have no problem with that. Do you think there is something going on between Henda and Relic? No, because I have people on the inside. McNally's watching. Spooky's watching. Do you ever dream cheat on Henda with one of your exes?
Yes.
This is fantastic. Thank you, baby. Is there something that you
I'm supposed to guard your dreams now?
That's, you know what? Women wouldn't be so easy with these questions.
That's not even fair. And even
thank
if you,
you.
Even if you think about them while you jerk off, I don't care.
Sweet. Is there something that you want Chemda to do in bed but are afraid to ask? No.
Afraid to ask, no.
No. Afraid to ask.
The man talks about his butt plug to the world, and besides that, other things. Why is he scared to ask me anything?
This is from Allie, and she's a Glamour subscriber, actually. I'm bored in school, she says, so I thought of a few questions for Glamour. Well, I'm glad it was an afterthought. Do you secretly wish that Henda's family was not foreign?
Maybe. Who cares?
Just
in terms of, like,
yes.
Less hassle.
The answer would be yes. Yeah, less hassle, because they have that old school way of thinking.
Yeah.
That Middle East way of thinking. Are you happy with the way Henda looks? Yes. Would you still be physically attracted to Henda if she gained 20 pounds? How much is 20 pounds? I'd have to see it, like a pillow.
I think 20 would borderline, like, okay, stop it already.
If it's not attractive, it's not attractive.
Right.
So I guess
I would not be attractive to me.
Do you ever wonder if you are not good-looking enough for Henda? I'd say yes to that. I'm sure I have wondered it.
I think you only wonder in terms of, like, holy shit, I didn't get my hair cut. Like, you ask me, like, I walk around in my underwear all day long. Is that not attractive?
Look at what I'm wearing. What I wear for this show is fucking ridiculous. I don't even know what they are.
Those are running pants, kind of, sort of. Like, neon, just... like, basically, it's an elastic waist and, like, a shiny silver.
My knee braces and...
Both knee braces, a cut-off Transformer sort of shirt.
Hooked on Energon.
I could care less.
Okay.
But you do check in, which is nice.
But I'm sure I care. Have you ever faked an orgasm with a woman? Yes. I have, absolutely. Have you ever faked an orgasm with Henda? Never. If financially stable, would you marry Henda?
You'd think about it.
I'd think about it more. Have a nice day, she says.
She wanted to add that just in case.
And finally, our buddy Brody with his suggestions. I don't think Brody knows how a lie detector works. Now, question number one. Where do you see your relationship going?
Wow.
Yes.
That's a tough one, because if you're off by just a little... Well, in 5 years, no. You think in 4.5 years.
Right. What kind of super lie detector test is this? I don't know. Us still together. If you could break up your relationship with Henda right now without any inconvenience, legal cost, or embarrassment, would you do it? And why?
That's a good question. I'm gonna say no.
All right. You know what? That's, how many people, honestly,
that's a really good question.
Are still together because there is, like, old awareness. You know, could I break up with Henda and somehow still have a successful show and not have to deal with her crying and this and that, would I?
Yeah, if we break up right now, we both have to find jobs. And you don't have to find a place to live.
What? Yeah, that's interesting. All the days where half is half and this is my house. And of course you can invite your family over without asking. That's silly. Anybody you want, it's your house. Well, it's not your house now. I already have my half picked out. I would take half of this room, 3/4 of the other room, and 1/4 of the downstairs.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, we just broke up.
How many women have you slept with?
I don't want to know.
Yes. When comparing...
I actually do want to know, but because you don't want to know, you know?
Say that again?
I remember asking you, and you were like, no, I don't like that question.
Right.
If you don't like that question, I don't want to know. What's the difference? It's not going to change.
When comparing yourself to other people in relationships, do you feel that you have settled too cheap, and why?
I don't get it.
Kind of goes with the other question, I guess. I think cheap, he means, like, did I settle for you?
Okay.
When I see other couples that are happier. I think that's what he means. They're not happier, dude. Not to shit on him, but. Who do you love more, Henda or our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Luckily, that's yes or no. If there was a gladiator-like jousting match between Henda and Jesus, who would you put your money on? On the side, without her knowing? Jesus.
Wait, is it Jesus or, like, Jesus from down the block?
I think it'd be the real Jesus Christ, I think.
Oh, okay.
Either way.
He's a carpenter, so...
Which
you
one?
Know, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And Jesus.
I'd put
that's,
my...
That's kind of funny, though, isn't it?
I'd go get him, baby, but no, I'd have my money on the side on the men.
That's cool, because I get half of that.
Oh, then now it's half again. We're back. If there were one thing in your life you could change, what would it be and why? Fucking Henda.
Wait, I have more coming in on the feedback.
Okay.
Dear Keith and Chemda, a question. Do you think your relationship would be as strong as it is if you didn't have a show? Yes, this show sometimes is the strain, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, we work together.
That's kind of hard. That's the reason why people think we should be broken up at this point.
Absolutely, that's true.
Yeah, but if we weren't doing this, then it would be other strains. What are you doing for work? You know, are you bringing enough money in? Like, it's just another job.
She'd have to hear again, you know, the trouble that I got at the deli. He said half pound, and I did half pound. Then he said quarter pound.
We kind of like it because we get to move forward together in what we're passionate about, so it's really cool.
Right. And we complain about things less because the other person was there. So here's the news.
And then we complain to you people instead of each other.
Right.
This is really working out.
Here's the news. Tiffany writing in. Hi. We're in the process of booking a studio for the interview and the photo shoot, and we'd like to do it next week.
Woo!
Let me know when you're not available out of these days. Thanks. I'm in. Keith's in.
That's awesome. Until I send my questions in now and fuck it up.
Right.
But if you didn't fuck it up, I don't know if my questions will fuck it up.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
What? That's what you care about? Whoa. You guys are feisty. Now, I'm a little excited. I'm a little excited.
I'm a little excited, too.
I want to know how it works.
Cool. Yeah.
I want to know how it works when it's not the law doing it on me. You know? When it's not the government sitting me down. I always wondered how a lie detector works. A cheapskate Iranian learned the hard way the importance of showing his neglected wife some love after courts ordered him to buy her 124,000 red roses.
What's she going to do with them?
After 10 years of having to pay for her own coffee and the like, the woman decided to claim the roses, which he had promised her as a dowry.
That's what she asked for, as a dowry?
Who gets the dowry? Doesn't...
The father, usually.
The parents get the dowry, right?
Yeah. Isn't that what a dowry is?
Or
the father,
or is it
gives
the opposite?
It to the...
Yeah. But how's the daughter involved in this dowry at all?
She did like a PS on the contract.
Maybe. Iranian officials have...
Maybe she meant like a dozen roses every week, and now since he didn't do that, it all added up to like 100,000 whatever.
Iranian officials
have... This is so silly. This is what's going to make you guys together?
Yeah. Iranian officials have seized the man's apartment worth $65,000 and won't release it until he bought her all 124,000 roses at about $2.60 each.
You just ruined your marriage. That it's more than your apartment. Don't you want to live better?
What is that? Almost $300,000? Mm-hmm. There you go. I want my roses. And now I got them.
See,
now
when you
we
fuck
can
up,
be happy.
When you fuck up one too many Valentine's Day, a girl explodes.
Right.
It's those circuits go weird.
And then when they die in a week, you could have been the king of Irania. But no, that's what you wanted to spend your money on. Good job, princess. Luckily, they're very lax about men beating women. So after you do this deal, you can things will be the way they were. That's good news. Oh, well. Any news before we get out of here?
Just reminding everybody that our MySpace completely was destroyed, and now we have to start over. So if you're on MySpace, myspace.com/Keith and the Girl, and, you know, help spread the word. A lot of the people that we were friends with were also friends with a lot of Keith and the Girl people. So if they're still catching up for shows, if you want to send a bulletin, that'd be really nice. I want to say goodbye to Gunner, who's going to Iraq again tomorrow.
Wow.
He's been a part of our lives through this show and a part of the people listening, and we just want to say not goodbye, but see you later.
He's gonna have his iPhone, right?
Yeah, I think he was able to listen last time. I think
that's a big deal. It's hot. I get it.
Well, a safe return,
dude. One time, Gunner, listen to me. I got a sunburn that was like so bad, like I put
felt like a bullet, right?
It felt like a bunch of bullets. I wish I was shot. I put aloe on it right away. Didn't matter. I'm peeling.
Think about it this way. If you get shot, you're coming home.
I don't remember what it was. I had a photo shoot the next day. I looked like a jackhole. Think about that. And think about how lucky you are. And God bless you.
Join us for the cruise and all the other events coming up. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.